विष्णुपदाय गौरप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव इति नामे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहा पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोष तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि यजुवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नैमाच फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल my billions of dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my diksha guru nitya lila pravishnum vishnu paashishmat bhakti pragyan keshav and same to in the lotus feet of my diksha guru nitya lila pravishnum vishnu paashishmat bhakti vedant swami maharaj oh swamiji was very glorious In couple of years, he spread Krishna over whole world. Wrote so many books. Wonderful, wonderful he did. So we bowed down in his lotus. One thing I want to tell: tomorrow is Ram Navami, birthday of Sri Ramachandra. I will speak something about this. How lovely, how high class of love and affection is there. But one thing I want to remember you, that when in my last trip I was in Mobalamba, from all over Australia, Fiji and New Zealand and so many devotees were there. And we have a very good proposal that in Australia there should be a preaching center. Also there should be a school for children. Something medical help should be given there also. So a good proposal came and I told them that why not very soon we should do. Krishna, Premballa Prabhu, what name? Prajaballa Prabhu, Dinbandhu Prabhu, Premananda Prabhu, Paramananda Prabhu, his wife, and so many. Oh, good qualified devotees are there. Jagadish Prabhu, oh, Mathura Nath and his wife. So many in Mobalamba. Tapan Mission, so many. So I gave a proposal that we should make it center in Mamalamba, nearby. And that proposal was passed. My daughter, darling daughter, one Harshwadi, what? Rasheshwari, gave a proposal that my house is vacant for all these things. For a school. And I will teach the children's.
And wife of Damodar?
Yes.
Brother Damodar's wife was
there. Yes, and she was also, she's graduation, had post graduation, and she was ready to give some time for that. So, a school and center was to be done. But I'm worried that still we could not do anything. I know that in Australia, all have got money with them. Helping. So I think that if all will donate something from outside of Mumbai here and there for a school, for medical, any help, and for this preaching center, so that our books will be distributed here and there, and from all over Australia especially, all will come. They may stay there. They can hear. They can learn something. I want to make an ideal center like Badger, and also in Birmingham. So I think that it is not so much big problem for you all. If you are donating something, myself also, I will do, if you like. So I want to see that preaching center, and also school, and also book distribution, and Nagar Sankirtan from there, and it class, that all can come and learn something. So that it will help all devotees. It is very essential. So I want that you should come forward, donate something, or very easily you can do, I know. So very soon I want to see this preaching center, school, and medical help. I think it is not a big question for you. Very soon I want. I want that one should be like a cashier, one should be president, one should be secretary, one should be like this. You should form and do very easily. And go on. All over Australia, first there should be. And then also Sheshnag is good place. Sheshnag. So, but later on you will see. So very soon I want, and you should proceed on. Tomorrow is birthday of Sri Ramachandra. Perhaps so. Western devotees also know about Ramayana. You know something? Many don't know. But Indians, they know. It's important. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Time to time, He descends from Golok Vrindavan, and time to time, He sends His coronation. He comes in the form of Ram. Radhika comes in the form of Sita Devi. So in this way, sometimes Krishna comes in the form of Nrisimhadeva. Lakshmi Devi also comes. Srimati Radhika comes in Lakshmi. And his associate Prahlad Maharaj also comes. So I'm going to tell something that in Ramayana we see that the life of and character of Kaikeyi is seen so much
negative.
We hate Kaikeyi. We don't keep any name of our children like Kaikeyi. In India, all over India, we don't keep any name for Kaikeyi. But I see very glorious his life character is. There is no reason to hate her. But it is Indian tradition. We do it. Why? Jinike priyana ram bhaye dehi. Jinike priyana ram bhaye dehi. Tajiye kaut bairisham. Jadapa paramashali. Tajau pita prahalad vibhishana bandhu. Bharat mahatari. Baliguru tajau kanta brajbani tan bhaye jagamangal kari. Very famous. This. Once Mirabai wrote a letter to Tulsidas. You know Tulsidas? In this age, he has made a Ramcharitmanas very famous after Valmiki Ramayana. She wrote a letter that my husband is opposite to me, against me. My whole family is against me. I cannot associate with sadhus. They cannot tolerate because I am a queen. So kings should not do like this. They want to give me poison. They want to give me so many problems. What should I do? And then Tulsidas wrote in return, if Ram and Sita, Lord Ram and Lakshmi Sita, anyone is not favorable to that, not serving them, not chanting them, not meditating them, against them, at once, like enemy, we should give up them. Whether he may be father, he may be mother, he may be husband, he may be wife, he may be even guru. If guru is against Krishna, against Srimati Radhika, against devotion, oh, that guru must be given up. Don't have any connection. Hearing this, we see in epics that Bharat Maharaj, brother of Ram, he left his mother forever. When he came to Ayodhya, and he saw that, Ayodhya is like desert. My mother is now widow. Where is Bharat, Ram and Sita and Lakshmi? And he asked that, mother, why you became a widow? Where is Ram? Where is Maharaj Dasarath? She told that, my dear son, I have done everything for you that you should be king without any opposition. And that is why I asked two boons from Maharaj Dasarath, that Ram should be go to forest and Bharat should be the king. So, hearing this, Maharaj Dasarath passed away. And Ram left kingdom and he has gone to forest. Sita Devi and Lakshman have fallen. Then he told that, I have no relation with you. I will not have this relation of mother and son. I am not your son. I am thinking that my mother has died. Only queen you can be. No how. Maharani, Kai Kai. But not my mother. And up to last he did so. He never called Maharani, mother, to Kai Kai. When Ramchandra came from forest after 14 years and he ruled about 11,000 years in Ayodhya, in the meantime, one day Kaikeyi went to Ram and told weeping, my son Ram, you always call me mother, 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 but my own son Bharat never calls me my mother. Only he calls me Maharani Kaikeyi. Can you tell Bharat that you should call once mother, mother? Then Ram told. She was so much weeping, so Ram told, I will order her, him. And he must tell you mother. Then he called Bharat, Ramchandra, and told, brother, I have never asked anything from you. I want something from you. You will have to obey my order. Then Bhart was thinking, what he wants? He never told in my whole life, I am surrendered to him, I am serving to him. But what he wants? He thought something and told to Ram, oh, my dear brother, I cannot tell Maharani Kaikeyi mother, and after this I can obey you all, but not only this thing. I cannot call mother, mother, but I can Maharani. Ram began to weep. We should follow Bharat. If you are like Bharat, his character is so high, his surrender so, if you want to have, you want to serve Krishna, you will have to come in this way. So much love and affection for Krishna that any opposition coming, if Guru, you know, Bali Maharaj left his Guru Shukracharya, he was against Bali Maharaj that he should give anything, his three step of land to Vishnu. He told that he is Vishnu, he will take your everything. He told that, very good, everything is of God. Anyhow, he may take everything. So why should I not offer to him? He told that, if you are going and you are not obeying me, oh, your sarvanash should be done. Tumara sarvanash ho. You will be ruined. Oh yes, I want to be ruined. And for this, Shukracharya became blind of one eye. And Bali Maharaj kept Brahman Maharaj on his all doors. All doors. Always going, coming, or seeing Brahman Dev. So, now I am going to tell you who was that Kaikeyi. Who was Kaikeyi? Why she did so? You know that Maharaj Dasarath has 360 high class of queens. 360. Kausalya was very beautiful, having all the qualities of a chaste wife. Sumitra also, but no son, no child. He was very worried for that. One day, he went to play shikar, hunting, because this is the habit of kings, kshatriya. Whole day long, he was doing, and he becomes thirsty and very tired. And sun was going to set. So nearby, his one of friend was there, the king of Kaikeyi. His name was Kaikeyi, and he went there. He received him very honorably. Oh, he thought that he is my friend, so he should be honored like a king and friend. He deputed his very teenage-aged girl, daughter, Kaikeyi. He was very expert, very beautiful, having all the qualities. And then she served him very good preparations, sweet water, always serving him. Next day he became very happy, and he was so much attached to her. He went to the king and told, I want one thing, my friend. I want that you should give me Kaikeyi and I will marry her. Oh, I cannot give you. Never, never. Why? You will have to promise one thing, that the son who will come from Kaikeyi Om, he will be the king, emperor of Ayodhya. If you agree with this, then I can marry. Oh, he began to smile. Oh, I have no son among so many queens, 360. And I will be very fortunate and lucky if any son comes from this Kaikeyi. Oh, he surely he will be the emperor of Ayodhya. Then he promised that the son coming from the womb of Kaikeyi will be his son. Marriage was done, and you know that after all, four sons, Ram, Bharat, Lakshman and Shatrughna. From Ram, from Kausalya, Sumitra, Lakshman and Shatrughna, and from Kaikeyi, Bharat. After some time, when Ram becoming younger, he used to play in the lap of Mother Kaikeyi. She was very beautiful and lovely. And she used to love so much more than his son, Bharat. No. One day Ram playing and told Mother, 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 I want to have a donation from you, boon from you. Oh, my everything is for you. Mother, one thing I want, that I have descended to this world for what? To establish dharma and to destroy adharma and to save devotees and to kill demons. So you will have to help. I want that you should ask Maharaj Bharat, Maharaj Dasarath, when a time will come that my son Bharat will be king and Ram should be sent to forest. Oh, she began to weep. How I can do? I cannot do. Oh, then why you told? You promised. Anyhow, she accepted this proposal, but with a very sad heart. After some time, Dasarath Maharaj went to heaven to fight with demons, for demigods. In the battlefield, the chariot of
axle of chariot
was broken, and just Kaikeyi was so bold and strong, he took that chariot, fell on his hand, on her hand too, and he fought and he defeated demons. After that, oh, Maharaj Dasarath told, I want to give you two boons that you have done for me. She told that, keep it with you. When it will need, I can ask. I am yours. Totally, I have given myself to you for your service. Why I should have them? But he told, no, you will have to take. And then, oh, you should keep it with you in a hand. When a chance may come, I will ask it. When Ramchandra was given Chuvarajpat and a kingdom, and all proposal came, at that time Bharat was in his Nanihal
house.
Oh, she remembered that thing. First, when he heard that Ram is going to be emperor of Ayodhya, his father is giving. Oh, He became very happy, she became. And she get that garland or necklace, very, very high class of necklace, diamonds. And he get to who told? Kubja, Manthara. And he gave. And she became angry. Oh, you are not seeing that. Oh, you are going to be maid servant of Kausalya. Ram will be emperor and his mother will be Rajmata. Rajmata means? Queen mother. And then he remembered everything of Ram, remembered the promise of Maharaj Dasarath. Where? In that his kingdom. And also that two bones. And now keeping a stone on her heart with sad, because he has promised to give Ramchandra this donation. Weeping, and she told to Maharaj Dasarath, now two boons I want, that Ram should go to forest for 14 years and Bharat should be emperor of Ayodhya. So his character is so high. For Ram she sacrificed her life. So I see that in whole Ramayana, the character of Kaikeyi is so high that anyone cannot understand his glory. So Kaikeyi's character is so high. For Ram he sacrificed his whole life, all hate, because Ram has told. If Kaikeyi has not taken this boon, how he can kill, could have killed a Raman and his dynasty? How has killed so many demons, Mari, Subahu and so many others? How he can have established dharma? So Kaikeyi gave all the chances. So we bow down to her lotus feet. One thing more. I wanted to tell you so many things. But time is now over. Now it is 7. But something I will tell you. That you know, Maharaj Janak has promised a person who will take this dhanush means bow and no springy pingy string. String. Oh. And have a barn. Arrow. And he will sow. Then I may marry my daughter to that person. So all the demons, even Ram came in other form. Indra came. Oh, so many demigods came. All the emperors and princess of whole India, whole world came to marry Sita. Sita was at that time Miss Universe, not only Miss Universe. Very beautiful. And how she was powerful? By his left hand, he took it up and
cleaned.
So she was so. So queen seeing this, he promised that if anyone come like this, I can give marriage to my daughter. Ram came, and very easily, he took that, in a second he took that bow and string. And when he did like so, it was broken into 3 pieces. And the Sita was married. Oh, how beautiful occasion it was. When Sita was giving flowers, garland, that is usko kya kehte hain, jayamala, he was giving to Ram. Out of joy he could not do. Her sakhi help, that is she should be. And 2 eyes, 4 eyes become 1. Ram became very happy. How pleasant time was that? Also you know that after Maharaj Dasarath order, Ram went to forest. Sita was ready to give up palace to go with Ram. Ram told, oh, remember, there are so many demons. You cannot walk. Thrones, pebbles, so many things. So many snakes always here, there. Scorpions. And so many demons in disguise. Don't go. But she told, without you I am zero. I must go and serve you. In forest I am in my palace with you. I don't care for palace. I don't care for... I want to serve you. And she left everything, all facilities, and went with Ram, you know. When she was in Dandakaranya, she was stolen by Ram. Ram invaded by the help of monkeys, especially by Hanuman. And he went there and in a big battle, great battle, Raman and everywhere, all were finished. Only Vibhishan, he was bhakta and he was only saved. Then Ram ordered Vibhishan that you can call Sita Devi from Ashok Vatika. No? She was called. She came. Oh, when his plank was coming, he told, order, she should come on foot, barefoot, and took off his belt. Monkeys have given life for him, her, so should come, all should see her. So she came out of his palanquin and on feet, bare feet, and she came. And when she came nearby Ram, Ram told, I have fought for my family, my Vanshki parampara, that we are not covered. We can kill anyone. So for killing Raman, I can. Not for you. I have not fought for you. Now you are independent. You can go anywhere you like. But if you were in the palace of Raman, I cannot accept you. What this is? Sita began to wait. Then why you could not tell me before that I have given my body to fire? Oh, Lakhan, come on, make a fire and I want to give up my life there. Lakshman looked upon the face of Ram and he was very brave. He made a cheetah fire. And Sita Devi sat on that wood and told that, oh, if I am chaste lady, at once fire should come. She did. And at once fire came. But it was cold as ice. Agnidev came and told that Sita is pure. No wrong on his chastity. You must accept. He accept. Then return to Ayodhya. And one day he told Sita that in my kingdom, my subjects have some doubt on your chastity. One washerman has challenged. He told to her, his wife, oh, why you make late? It is now night. I'm not wrong that I'm going to accept you. And he gave a blow from his kick. And he make his wife out of his own. Ram heard this. And for washerman, And he told Sita that you can go anywhere. This is the last time I will not accept you for my whole life. Sita was taken to forest by Lakshman, and he left her near Ganges, near the ashram of Valmiki. And she was pregnant. After some time, two sons, Lav and Kush, came out of his home. Oh, Sita Devi. Sometimes, teaching them bow and arrow and all characters. And also, Valmiki was consoling sometimes and teaching the boys. No? Sita has some consolation that he has some favorable things with Valmiki and two sons. But for Ram, he was in kingdom, he was in the palace. But scorpions and snakes were biting him. Why? He could not tolerate the separation of Sita. He was like Sitaji. And he used to make each year the
golden statue
of Sita, and thus he used to do fire sacrifice. He told to Vasishtha Maharaj, Gurudev, I want to do fire sacrifice because this is the responsibility of a king. You cannot do. Why? You are not qualified for that. You should bring your wife and with her you can do. That I cannot do. Then you cannot do fire sacrifice. But Gurudev, I want to do fire sacrifice. Then you should marry to any other lady or in whole world. All the ladies, they want to marry you. Why you are not going to? You should marry and then do sacrifice with her. That I cannot do. Without Sita, I cannot do. Then you cannot do. Gurudev, I must do. So make any rule. Then he told that you should make a golden deity of Sita. And you will do pran pratishtha. And with her, you can do each year. So when he used to do pran pratishtha, Sita used to be what?
Alive.
One day, Valmiki Maharaj told his two disciples, you can tell what happened. Anyhow, I want to tell that they went in the kingdom of palace of Ram, Lokush, and they were singing Ramayana, which he had told. And they were so beautiful like Ram, both, very similar, but they were teenagers and Ram was young, only this. And their throats were so sweet when they used to sing on what? Veena. Veena. With up and down. All they used to weep bitterly. So when they came in the night, some late, Sita told, my dear sons, why you became late? We became late. There is some reason. Always hearing patiently weeping our song. And we saw a strange, wonderful thing that there was a golden statue. Just like you. You are speaking, she was not speaking, only difference was that. She began to weep loudly. They never knew that Ram is my father. And Sita is wife of Ram. They began to tell, mother, why you are weeping? And she was weeping. Or Ram has left Maharani Sita, but not his beloved Sita. And thus weeping. After that, or something more went on, Sita went with Valmiki, with two love kush there, and Sita, Ram told that you should give evidence that you are pure. She told that, oh, if I am pure, I don't know anyone other than Ram. Then, oh, my mother, earth, you should be divided into two and take me in your lap. Oh, by tan, man, vachan, by mind, by senses and by body. If I have not touched anyone other than Ram. If Raman has touched me, but he had not touched me, he had touched my shadow. And if it is so, then, oh Mother Prithvi, you should be divided and go and take me in your life. Three times is told, and at once a very golden chariot came from earth. Earth was divided, and Mother Earth came. And she took Sita Devi at once in her lap, and this earth was again closed. And Ram became mad after Sita. Oh, Sita, where you are, where? I took his bow. I will shoot you and I will make you in pieces. Oh, give my beloved Sita. Then Valmiki told, hey, this is the fact. Don't be like that. Oh, Sita is waiting in Ajodhya for you. Oh, it was the thing that this Leela should hear and have love and affection to Ram or Krishna. So Krishna or Ram, they come to this world and they do two kinds of Leela. What? Separation and meeting. Sometimes in Vrindavan, Radha Krishna are meeting, and after some time what becomes? Oh, Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and Dwarka. All the gopis are feeling so much separation, weeping. You know Mahaprabhu, he left his house and Vishnu Priya was weeping. Oh, this is separation. So one side separation and one side meeting makes a Leela complete. Without separation, no meeting, nothing. So you should think like this. Krishna Leela is more great, more deep. You should try it. And have love and affection like Brajavasi for Krishna and Ajodhyavasi for Ram. And be happy. Hear these things and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Go, Priman. You should go and come at once. In the meantime, you can do anything.
Dear Sahans, class on the 20th of April 2002 in the evening in Sydney, Australia. Hare Krishna.